America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Boots on the ground, man. Everybody remembers Matt Paris, the Bulldog, from the Washington Times for a number of years. He's now covering the Saints for the New Orleans Times. Picayune. Paris, what up, dude? How are you?
Hey, man. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you for being available, dude. I know I texted you like 4 minutes ago. what do we know about Marshawn Lattimore, dude?
Yeah, so the Saints are kind of in a they're not going to completely sell, but he is their top trade asset. You know, the season has really gone south down here. They're 2-7. They just fired Dennis Allen. So, you know, whether that the Saints rebuild or not, trading Lattimore would be their one option of getting maybe something of value. I think the relationship here between Lattimore and the Saints could probably use some improvement, to say the least. And so if you're Mickey Loomis right now exploring what you can get for him on a day like today, I understand that.
All right. I understand all that, and he's obviously been a really good player. What is his health? He's missed a lot of time in the last three seasons.
He has missed a lot of time, and the injury he's dealing with right now is a hamstring. Ooh. Now, is this a Devontae Adams hamstring where, you know, he was hurt, but the moment he got traded, he was ready to go?
Yeah.
Or is it something more? I mean, Dennis Allen, before he got let go, he did say that Lattimore's hamstring is the same hamstring that he aggravated against. He hurt his hamstring against the Broncos, was able to play the next game, and then got hurt by aggravating it again. And then he's also dealt with a hamstring injury. He got hurt in week one and then had to miss the following week. So that's just this season. I mean, in training camp, he missed almost all of it with a hip pointer. He's missed the two seasons before that. He missed 17 games out of the 34. So the last 3 years, he's just been kind of constantly injured. So it is a risk from that standpoint. I'll be interested to see what the Saints could actually get in return. But when he's available, he's still a very good player.
What do you think is a possibility of what they may get or what they'd be asking for?
Yeah, you know, the Saints, they have six picks. I mean, I think a third sounds reasonable. You know, maybe a combination of picks to equal out a value of a third, something like that. I mean, it just kind of depends on the demand. And luckily for the Saints, it doesn't seem like the Commanders are the only team here. You have the Chiefs, who have been mentioned a lot. Two others, maybe the Ravens, the Lions, maybe. It does seem like there is a bidding war for Lattimore, and I think that helps the Saints.
What does your gut tell you? I mean, you fire the coach. I don't know. I mean, Loomis has been there forever. Maybe he's got some real longevity built in. But does it feel like Lattimore's gone by 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, that's more of just a guess, but like I said, he's their really only attractive trade piece. And so if you're moving on from him, I think it would get something of value. And another thing to note down for the Saints and Lattimore is late last season, they reworked his contract that made him easier to trade. I mean, he was basically in trade rumors all off season as well. They shopped him at the combine. They didn't really get the return that they were looking for, but they went ahead and drafted Kool-Aid McKinstry. That was either insurance for Lattimore or Paulson Adebo, who was in a contract year. But even though the Saints are really banged up at corner back right now, I think they would still move Lattimore just given what they could get for him.
So you think it's a third? You think it's a fourth? Or like a fourth and a sixth?
Depending on his health.
The way Adam Peters is built and wired, top 100 picks seem very important.
Yeah. No, it does. You know, they traded a sixth for, what was the Ridgeway trade? It was Ridgeway.
I think it was a pick swap. Yeah.
It was like Ridgeway and a sixth for a seventh or something. Anyway, you could maybe get one of your picks back that you gave them previously and something like that. Like, I think the Saints would like more assets because that allows Mickey Loomis to be aggressive in the draft, and he's always looking to move up.
Is this – yeah, I mean, it would be easy if Peters was doing it and it wasn't other people. But the fact that you got the Chargers and also the Chiefs involved, will they push it out of what he wants to do? Or is Lattimore that important for him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I mean – I don't think Lattimore's preference. I don't think the Saints are the type of team to go to Lattimore and ask him what he wants to do. If the offers are being equal, I think the Saints would just take the best deal that would be on the table.
Well, and if at least the reports so far are Washington, Kansas City, and the Chargers. I mean, he's either going. Let's say that's accurate. You can go to a 7-2 team. You can go to an 8-0 team, or the Chargers are what, 6-3 or something? Like,
he got a good choice.
You're going to a contender,
yes.
Wherever, if it's one of those, right? And another bad team ain't trading for him. Like, it's not like the Panthers are calling. You know what I mean?
Right.
Fascinating stuff. How's New Orleans treating you, buddy?
Hey, it's pretty good. I mean, I can't believe the Commanders are 7-2, and here I am. I had Bill Callahan flashbacks yesterday. Well, let's just put it that way.
It is. It's
you're eating good food, though.
We were, Paris, I think Nikki and I were talking about this. Maybe it was whoever. But, like, you leave the beat, right? And you, we've all been doing it for a while. You saw some really low years. You know they feed us now, too, out there, both on Wednesdays and Thursdays?
No.
Yeah, dude. Wednesdays, they bring
in pizza.
They have
great food on Thursday, man.
If you remember, they always kind of did the pizza bit after wins. Now they just bring pizza every Wednesday. And on Thursday, we get Chef Connors. Like, he just makes extra food and brings it out to the annex.
Wow. So it's not even like a Chef Mel situation.
No.
No. We get surf and turf, man.
Dude, it's crazy, man.
Wow.
But, you get Mardi Gras, so we'll call
it
even.
But it was fish and chicken without surf and turf that day.
It's good.
Yeah, damn good, though. Chilean sea bass.
Yeah. We used to get pizza last season when they won, but it hasn't happened this season, but maybe in the absence of wins.
I'm sure you're eating good down there, though.
Oh, I am, yeah. I've found some good places, and when you guys come down here in December, we'll give Rex and all that.
Yeah, we'll have to have a cocktail, dude. Paris, I appreciate you making time for us right away.
Appreciate you, bro.
And your gut is the dude that's now covered that team. This is your second season in New Orleans, right? You think Lattimore's gone before the end of the day?
I do, yeah.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks.
Matt Paris, give him a follow at Matthew_Paris. Covers the Saints for the New Orleans Times, Picayune, beat reporter down there. That's the Washington Post of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
His gut says Lattimore is gone. Not necessarily know where he's going, but that he's going to be
out
of New Orleans. Keep your phones on alert, folks. Nobody go anywhere.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.